This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll soon sign an executive order that involves the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. The order includes a path to citizenship for young immigrants who fall under DACA, which means they arrived in the U.S. illegally as children. The Trump administration has previously tried to end DACA, an Obama-era program that protects more than 700,000 immigrants. But in an interview with Spanish-language network Telemundo, President Trump said DACA is going to be just fine. A White House spokesman said the order does not include amnesty. President Trump has commuted the prison sentence of his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone, days before he was to report to prison. Stone was convicted of lying under oath and obstruction during the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. He had been sentenced to serve 3 years and 4 months. A statement from the White House said Stone has already suffered greatly and he was treated unfairly in the case. Commutation falls short of a full pardon and does not erase Stone's felony convictions in the way a pardon would. Opposition Democrats responding, Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Mark Warner, criticized President Trump's move, tweeting, "The United States was founded on the rule of law. It seems our president has nothing but contempt for it." At least one person is dead as protests continue in Mali on Friday. Protesters are attempting to occupy key government buildings, blocking main roads while demanding the resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly 560,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, the figure is more than 134,000. The number of worldwide infections has grown to more than 12.4 million and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. In response to the latest figures, the WHO warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed leadership and participation and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. An advanced team from the World Health Organization has left for China to organize an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which has sparked the global pandemic. The virus is believed to have emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan late last year. Experts will work with Chinese scientists to plan out the upcoming investigation. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said one of the big issues that everybody is interested in is whether or not it jumped from species to a human and what species would have done it. She said they know it's very similar to the virus in a bat, but questions whether it went through an intermediate species. There's just over a year to go until the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics. However, medical experts say the event could pose a grave health risk to the Japanese public and that there's a high risk of a disease outbreak. The Tokyo Games have already been pushed back to 2021 because of the global health concerns. But now Olympic organizers and local authorities are scrambling to prevent anything from further derailing the event. In interviews with a dozen infectious disease experts, a common theme emerged from that the Olympics could increase the risk of the disease outbreak. One doctor from Osaka University Hospital's infection control team said infection will flare up if we push ahead with the Olympics and hold them. There's no doubt about it. The Olympics brings together competitors and spectators from over 200 countries, and concern remains over a possible public health crisis. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.